So I'd like to give my anumodana to express the joy that I find in all of you coming together to practice the Dhamma. And those who have helped to organize this retreat, both the members of the Sangha and the laity as well. And so those who have helped organize are probably feeling quite tired, but it's a tiredness that also has happiness of heart and ease of heart as well. And really, whatever it is that we do, we experience some tiredness from that. But with this, that tiredness happens alongside the goodness, the merit, the skillfulness that we have created. And so it's also true for our meditation that we have to put in a fight with that as well, to struggle against the feelings that come up, the defilements in the heart. And that's something which is not easy at all. But we have that sincerity to put in that work and to win out over these defilements, over these feelings within the heart. And also the karma, or actions, and vipaka, the results of those actions. The sincerity to bring the mind to freedom from the old karma that we have produced by creating new good karma. And so like with our meditation, cultivating the mind well. And we do that in order to reach that which we wish to reach, our goals or aspirations. And the highest aspiration we have is that of Magga, Pala, Nibbana. So the past, the fruitions, and Nibbana. So Nibbana, it is real. But it's just that we haven't seen it yet. And all that we see is the sense of self, is me and you. And that's normal for the state that we're in. That when the mind experiences any object, then there's proliferation. And it follows after that object. And sometimes we know this as it's happening, and sometimes we're unaware. But if we aren't aware at the time, then we can contemplate it afterwards. And as we do this, then we'll get to know the truth of the situation. And that when the mind experiences these sensory impressions, then it proliferates upon all of that. But really, all of this is empty. And emptiness is Buddha. And Buddha is present within all things. And the reason that we are cultivating ourselves is to get to this point. So where we know the Dhamma and we see the Dhamma. It's something that we need to put in our efforts and train to get there. And so it's really inspiring to see many people coming together from all different ages. There are people in their 30s and 40s, 50s, people over the age of 60. And from all ages coming together with this intention to practice, both here at the monastery and online, and from many different countries. And we hear about this retreat and then we come to join and create goodness with each other. And so we're using these new methods, this new technology, in order to give rise to benefit. And before, listening to the Dhamma of a great teacher, it was quite difficult to do. At Wat Nom Bapong, Ajahn Chah would just once in a while give a Dhamma talk. So I'd listen to that and try to contemplate what he was saying. But these days, even though people are from many different countries and continents, they still have the chance to be able to come to study the Dhamma together. So using these new means or technology to give rise to benefit in terms of developing our hearts. And with this sincerity to give the time that we have and also the comfort that we otherwise may experience in order to come together, to put in our efforts, even though it may be difficult, and to study these ways of practice. And perhaps some of you have joined in many of these retreats before, but the more that you join, the more confidence you may experience, the more faith that you gain, which equals to reducing the doubts that we have, and to bringing up this brightness through the Dhamma in our hearts, through listening to these teachings on the Dhamma. So when we've come to know this, we should also not be careless as well, because sometimes the mind does become deluded towards what it experiences. So when there's this sense contact, we need to be cautious. And it's like I've taught you in this retreat about the restraint of the senses. Because this point where contact arises is where the kilesas come up. So we need to be careful not allowing the mind to get into liking or disliking. Because if it does, then it'll just carry on proliferating upon that. So for all of us here, we are true Buddhists, that we've really set ourselves on this practice, that we're generous and that has a lot of benefit. We are virtuous in cultivating our minds, and this is very important. It's giving rise to wisdom, giving rise to knowledge in our hearts. And so I rejoice and give my sadhu to all of you who have come together to join in practicing, and the monastics who have selflessly given, and also the lay organizers as well, and everyone who's come to practice. And so through the merits and the skillful deeds that you have created, and through the barami of the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, that we respect to our highest and which is the refuge of us, that may all of you know and see the Dhamma in line with the teachings of the Buddha.